As I said, on Friday I visited Tedworth, and in the post office I ran into Doc Brinklow and Mike Kingham. Now, it was such a lovely morning on Friday that we stood outside the post office while they told me a little bit about the village.
Right, straight in front of us, this is the old Sunday school, and I know Dot used to go there quite a bit when she was a youngster, so perhaps you can tell you something about it.
Yeah, Dot, it's a beautiful spot, and presumably it's always looked as lovely as this, maybe even lovelier a few years back.
Tedworth is a lovely village, and this the Sunday school is where they had quite a large Sunday school, and obviously we used to have anniversaries, chapel anniversaries on Whit Sunday, and we all got dressed up in our best gear, and then after the anniversary we used to have the Sunday school outing, and they used to hire a coach and take us to the seaside, and obviously it was the only time some of us ever saw the sea. It was absolutely lovely. I loved it, yeah.
What sort of places did you go to from here?
I think mainly was Clacton and sometimes Southend, but Clacton was a favourite.
So you say there were a lot of children there. I mean, was it a flourishing place as far as the Sunday school was concerned?
Oh, yes, because we had the school as well then, you see. And, I mean, there was a lot of smaller children here. People didn't move away like they do now. So if you were born here, the chances are you tried to stay on living here. And, and then, you know, your own kids grew up here. So, I mean, my kids went to Sunday school there as well. So it's then it closed down eventually, and as did the school. Eric Ludgate, he was the, he was the lay preacher here, and he used to take the Sunday school, and he did an excellent job. But it's like everything else. It just petered away, right, in the end, which was a shame.
He still lives here around the corner. He's in the farmhouse. He's managed that farm now all his life, and I know for a fact that he never took a holiday all the time he was managing it, but he's now retired and still lives there.
That's unbelievable. Perhaps we'll nip over and try and have a chat with him, yeah, as well. Something else that you just, you're bringing back lots of memories for me, because I was brought up in a small village as well, and I used to get, I confess I only got one, but kids used to get lovely books as prizes, right, scripture prizes, with those illuminated stamps inside them. Yeah, did you get any of those?
I've got a lovely one. It's a Charles Dickens, and he actually wrote it for his own kids. It was never ever published, and it's called The Life of Our Lord, and it's a beautiful book. I wouldn't part with it for anything. It's nearly 60 years old. Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? Because I've still got the old, well, in fact, the one and only one I won, which was Richard Grenfell, the Labrador Doctor. I don't know why I remember that, but it sticks in my memory. Can we just perhaps turn away from the schoolhouse? And can you tell me what else we can see here that's of any interest? Because I guess this is not the centre of the village, is it?
No, this is not quite the centre. The centre of the village is there, but it's further up there.
Right by the pub.
Yeah, right by the pub. But this house here that's just been done up now, that used to be the old forge house, and the blacksmith there used to shoe all the horses, and we used to bring the horses down from Wingfield and from Mr. Winnett's farm, who used to live way up in Wingfield there and have the horses shod years ago. But now it's completely gone. Opposite was the post office and the shop there. That's gone now, and of course Lynn has the post office opposite here.
I would think you must be quite pleased, mustn't you, that Lynn has actually taken on the post office, because lots and lots of villagers have lost them, and they really are one of the keys to modern living, aren't they, especially for older people?
Well, about 3 years ago, our parish council actually put forward to the Association of Bes Parish Councils a resolution asking their support in maintaining the village post office. The older people would be lost without it. They'd be lost. There's nowhere now. We had butchers, we had the greengrocers, and on the corner where the old people's bungalows are, that was an orchard, and there was another shop on the front of that. So
you're doing it again, you see, orchards. Now I can remember getting shot at when I was a kid, scrumping away for it was cherries on Coxey's farm.
We used to borrow a few, but, you know, never really done any harm, not too much.
And as I remember it, those apples, they always tasted horrible, didn't they? Because they were all green, and, you know, we couldn't wait for them to get ripe, could we?
Part of that was that orchard was just right behind the school, you see, and there was a wall at the back, and boys were known to disappear during playtime for a couple of minutes and then reappear over the wall.
But never the girls, Doc.
Oh no.
Well, they used to eat the apples, mind.
Exactly. Yeah, they played the all-gotten games,
didn't
they,
Mike? Yeah, that's right.
Mike, what do you do now?
I'm retired now. Right. I used to work, I was a manufacturing superintendent at AC Delco for 40 years, but now I'm retired, and I do garden jobs now. I do the footpath in the area, put the foot styles in with Dot's husband, Curly, and we do all that all around the parish.
Footpaths, tell me a little bit about that, because that can be quite a contentious issue in villages, can't it, as far as the locals and the farmers are concerned. Do you have a lot of footpaths in this area?
We do. We have a tremendous lot of footpaths in this area. We've put in about 33 stiles, 20-odd marker posts over the past 3 years. And when we started, the paths were hardly walkable, and now they're all walkable. But it's a big area to maintain.
It must be. What would be your favourite walk? I mean, presumably you have to walk them, but have you got a favourite one?
Yes, my favourite walk is to walk to Wingfield and then over the golf course at Cholgrave and back round to Tedworth that way.
And how long would that take a fellow like me?
A fellow like you, a couple of hours.
And a fellow like you, about half an hour.
No. The same time. I mean, you watch and you can see the birds and the foxes and things as you go around, can't you? And plenty of things to...
Do you know what comes to my mind is that, you know, you're standing here, the sun's shining, the birds are giving it some stick, but you say you worked in Luton at AC Delco.
No, Dunstable.
Oh, sorry, Dunstable. Yeah. It seems almost impossible, doesn't it, to think that, you know, people went off and made their living outside of this village.
Yeah.
Because, well, I suppose they had to, didn't they? I mean, you know, once farming became mechanised.
Well, that's right, but we did have a woodyard here, which was Groves, the woodyard, and that, I should think, probably 15, 16 people who lived in the village would be working there, you know, and they used to make coffin boards and all sorts of things like that. It was all oak. I can remember the old lattles coming through the village with the trees on ready for them to saw up.
Because that, again, was another traditional local village art, wasn't it? I mean, you didn't go into the town to buy a coffin. You found someone in the village,
that's right,
normally in those days, who would actually make one for you.